Recorded Books Inspirational presents an unabridged recording of Fancy Pants by Kathy Marie Hake, narrated by Barbara Caruso and directed by Jenny Selig. This book is copyrighted 2007 by Kathy Marie Hake. This recording is copyrighted 2008 by Recorded Books, producer and publisher of Recorded Books Inspirational, an imprint dedicated to stories of faith and the human spirit. When Big Tim Crichton spies the mincing fop headed toward Forsaken Ranch, he is appalled. Thankful his boss isn't around to witness the arrival of his kin, Tim decides he'll turn Fancy Pants Hathwell into a man worthy of respect. Thing is, Lady Sydney Hathwell never intended to put on men's clothes in the first place. And now, Fancy Pants.
Chapter 1. New York, 1890. Rexall Hume planted his hands on the desk and leaned forward, his scowl rivaling a gargoyle's. "You've tested my patience far too long, Lady Hathwell. A year and a day, that's how long I've waited." Sydney Hathwell met his gaze unflinchingly. "Surely you're not intimating my father was unworthy of a proper period of mourning?" "Which ended 10 days ago." Hume paced across the intricate carpeting to the far side of the study and wheeled back around. Eyes narrowed, he studied her as if encountering her for the first time. Sydney stood in silence and returned his gaze with equal frankness. In the week since she'd arrived, they'd shared only 3 stilted meals. He'd left orders for the staff to assist Sydney and her aunt whenever they required, then spent the balance of his time away from the residence. No small wonder he now stared at her as if she were a stranger. What did they know of each other? Nothing. Over the past year he'd not bothered to correspond with her. Oh, he'd sent condolences in the form of a telegram. She'd responded, as was proper, with a small card of acknowledgement. Silence, then, yawned across the Atlantic. She couldn't break it. A woman didn't pursue a man. It simply was not done. A full year of no contact. Then he'd telegraphed for her to come. She'd been more than a little surprised, but she understood she was obliged to allow him to court her. Sydney struggled to find anything more to write than the particulars regarding her arrival. She'd never seen his picture, heard his voice, or even read a single word written by his hand. Yet she'd come to fulfill her obligation. Now that she'd traversed a wide ocean and been beneath his roof, he'd made no attempt to woo her.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?